everyone. I'm Deaconess Intern and Missionary Caitlin Warden, and I am serving the Lord in Lima, Peru. My main priority is to help the young mission church that we are planting in Lima to be able to put their faith into action through acts of mercy and service to their brothers and sisters. We have a community center that we run in one of the slums of the city where we work with the children and the families. And so our goal there is to support the kids and the families and the school systems, that they might know Christ, but also that they might know His love and His care for them as human beings. The Mercy House is called Castillo Fuerte, Casa de Misericordia, and in English that would be Mighty Fortress Mercy House. Our programs right now really focus pretty strongly on education and life ministries, on being with the people in their suffering and in a part of their daily life. So we run after-school programmings for the kids. We have everything from an English club with the kids to a music class to tutoring and a vacation Bible school that happens every weekend. We also then do things with our parents of those kids. So we do home visits on a regular basis, and we have a women's Bible study that'll be starting in the next month. For about a month and a half, I was the only missionary on the field in Lima, and that's just due to some changes that we had. The other missionaries that have been called there were in the States doing their fundraising. So it was an interesting challenge for me, being there on my own and being responsible for everything. But it was really wonderful to see how the Lord worked through that, how He used me for things that I didn't think I was capable of, and also how He used the Peruvian members of the church to step up and do some things that was new for them. And we're very excited for the future that we will have three missionary pastors on the field, myself as a deaconess, and another vicar also. So I won't be alone any longer. I served as the interim director of Castillo Fuerte during that time. I also had the opportunity to do a lot of one-on-one home visits with our church members at our church in San Borja, time spent with them just reassuring them that the church was present there, the care for each other that we have as members and as the body of Christ. Word and sacrament ministry must go hand in hand with mercy ministry. If you were to separate the two, then you end up with either an empty gospel, something that says the Lord loves you and forgives your sins, but the people don't receive it because they say, really, I'm sitting here starving. I'm sitting here without anything. And you're telling me that this God actually cares about me? If He has the power to do something, why doesn't He? But at the same time, if you are caring for people, you're feeding them, you're providing clothes for them, but you're not telling them about the Savior who loves them and His salvation story, His plan for their everlasting salvation and life, then you are only caring for something that in the end truly doesn't matter. You become just like everyone else in the world. I'm a social worker. I have my bachelor's in social work, and I knew for years now that I wanted to work with at-risk youth in the inner city, that I wanted to provide for their physical needs, to build relationships with them and care for them. While I was working on my bachelor's in social work, I became pretty amazed at how hard it is to be a Christian social worker these days, at how social work, the government and the agencies, even in our non-for-profit organizations, really separate what we do to care for people from why we do it and what our Lord has made us. And so because of that, I found out about the deaconess program and this unity that the church has between her mercy work, her acts of service, and the reason that we do it, who we are, that it is because we are Christians and because we are made in His image that we can do nothing except for show forth that mercy and that care for others. So I completed my master's in deaconess studies, but wanting always to continue on that same path to work with at-risk youth in the inner city and to simply do it from the church and with the church, to have a community center for them. And that dream and that project is what brought me to Lima, Peru. It was everything that I had imagined wanting to do, only in another country, in another city, and in another language. And at first, the challenge of learning another culture and another language seemed a little overwhelming. But in the last year, I've been amazed at how God has molded me and shaped me into what He needed me to be in order to serve in that location. My campus pastor was really important in helping me learn about what a deaconess was. And when I was an undergrad and I was having this struggle between what a Christian social worker can look like and is it possible, it was my campus pastor who really pushed me towards the deaconess program and encouraged me that that was how I could learn more about how we as the church connect mercy to the altar where it all begins. And he told me that he couldn't exactly explain what a deaconess was. He couldn't put it in words. I just had to go to the seminary and see for myself. And so he signed me up for their prayerfully considered visit and packed my bags and sent me there. And it was when I was on campus, when I got to know some of their deaconesses and talk to them, that they were able to express into words the thing which my pastor was not able to. My parents told me that they weren't really all that surprised, that it fit very well in the things in which they've seen in me in the past and the passion that I have for serving the Lord and for connecting His mercy with His gospel. My brothers and sisters, the rest of my family was a little bit shocked that I wanted to do this. And there were constant questions of, well, how long is this going to be and when are you coming back home? And in the life of a missionary, that's something that is a struggle, I suppose. The constant battle that we have of being away from our families and loved ones, missing those birthdays and college graduations and other important things, but knowing that we're right where the Lord needs us to be. We have two staff at Castillo Fuerte that work alongside of myself, and both of the two of them were on vacation. And so I was feeling very overwhelmed that I didn't trust my Spanish enough, I didn't trust my ability to be the only adult there with the kids, and the children were all on vacation from school. So we had double the number of kids that we normally have. So for this week, I had 30-plus kids every day. And thankfully, the second week, one of our volunteers who's been working with us for the last 6 months on a regular basis, he told me, Caitlin, I got this. I'll do the lesson planning for you. And he's a teacher. He teaches preschool. So it's right in his, you know, area, his skill set and things, and the kids know him. He's been working with us for a while now. So he did all the lesson planning for that day, and he taught the class. And I had another two volunteers, one of which who has volunteered with us before and one who was brand new, who both contacted me and asked if they could come that day as well. So I had three volunteers there, one of whom planned the class, taught the class. One of the other volunteers went and picked up the snack for the kids. They prepared it all. The volunteers made the copies and brought all of that with them. I was there with my camera that day and the keys to the building, but other than that, I wasn't necessary. And for that, it made my heart, I wanted to cry in my excitement for it. Because at this point, a lot of what we do with Castillo Fuerte is still being done by myself and the missionaries as we are teaching the young congregation about how to put their faith into action and how to show that mercy. But the dream, and part of that is because Castillo Fuerte has only been there for less than a year. So we are still very young in this process and in this learning. But the dream is that Castillo Fuerte eventually will be run by the church itself, that the other churches in Lima who are richer, who have more financial and material blessings from the Lord, will be able to share those with this impoverished community, that they'll be able to share their time and to give back as the Lord has given to them, as He fills them in worship, in the sacraments, that they will take those gifts and they will return them to this community and show His love and mercy to them. So it was wonderful and amazing for me to see a glimpse of what might be in the future years to come. That Castillo Fuerte could be run entirely by our volunteers, by Peruvian members. I am at the middle of my internship. I did a two-year internship, so at this point I have 1 year. In that time, I have learned Spanish. I've learned all about the city of Lima and about the mission that we have there in Peru. I have served as the interim director of Casio Forte and as the director of Life Ministries. The next year of my internship, I will serve as the director of Life Ministries at Casio Forte, and I will be helping our new missionaries to learn everything they need to about Spanish, about Lima, and about our ministries, and being able to support them in their roles. And also being able to provide support to the church as a whole to make that help the young congregations that we're raising up to be able to make the connection between the gifts that God gives them and the way that they then show mercy and give those gifts back to the world around them. After the end of the year, I will, with the Lord's grace and guidance, be receiving a call as a deaconess and my commissioning. And at this point, only the Lord knows where that will be and how He will use me for those. Pastor Joshua Gale will be working at Castillo Forte and opening a new church there. I actually signed a contract and hired some people to do all the painting and everything. And hopefully when I get back there at the end of the week, everything will be set and ready to go for a church. And of course, his family is with him. He's married and has two young children. And then Pastor Herb Birch is also new to the field, and he will be serving our congregation out in Los Olivos. And he is married as well. His wife, Marky, will be coming with him. And then we are looking forward also to the arrival of Vicar Willie Grills, his wife, and brand new baby. And they will be working in Los Olivos with Pastor Birch. And we also have a seminarian there who is Peruvian. So the two seminarians, the vicar and the seminarian, will have that brotherhood together, being able to study, to learn from each other, and have that mentorship with Pastor Birch. I would ask that you would continue to pray for the mission team, as we have a lot of changes ahead of us in this year. And so pray that we are constantly seeking the Lord's will and His path for the mission in Peru, that we have unity together as the churches that we work in these different locations spread out throughout the city, that we're able to create one Peruvian church with one identity in Christ. And then also to particularly pray for our work in La Victoria at Castillo Forte as we continue to search for volunteers to work with us and with those children, and also for our families, for the parents particularly, as we continue to try to deepen those relationships that we have with the kids and to get to know our families and support them better. I'm Deaconess Intern and Missionary Caitlin Warden, and I am serving the Lord in Lima, Peru.